I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to the Junk Time AFL Podcast for round 3, 2017. We're coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios. My name is Michael Chamberlain, and joining me is a man who is shocked that the Tasmanian government has put out the idea of accepting the Gold Coast Suns. It's Adam Rosenbarks.
Well, firstly, why are we even talking about the Suns? What?
They're flying.
Yeah, I thought they're the crowds they get up there are enormous. They're bringing people to the Gold Coast. Yep. There's 44 young people who never would have been at the Gold Coast had there not been the Gold Coast Suns.
The Candyman says his tobacco shops have never been more full.
Yeah, and I don't see what the issue is. They haven't won a game and everyone jumps on their back. I mean, you know, Sydney haven't won a game. We don't say we're going to relocate Sydney, do we? We're not moving the Swans to Tassie.
Bring them down to Launceston.
Yeah. Oh, I just think it's premature, Michael. The Gold Coast Suns are tracking, as everyone hoped they would. Okay, the Carmichael Hunt experiment failed slightly. All right, Gary Ablett wants to leave. He doesn't want to be there anymore. All right, Rodney is just about to get sacked. Yes, they've got a new, chief of football. Yes, their president's a bit of a fuckhead.
Yep.
Sure, they're terrible on the field and no one wants to play for them and everyone seems to be leaving. But apart from that, tell me one thing
completely fine
that the Gold Coast Suns are doing wrong.
Now, we are saying this at 12:30 roughly in Melbourne time.
Yes.
So there's about 4 hours before they take on the Hawks, so there could be a different story by the end of the day.
Well, I mean,
we could have egg on our face.
There is no doubt. I mean, probably if we... Maybe we should do half now, half later, and come back and say Alistair Clarkson's just been sacked after the Gold Coast Suns won by 22 goals. It was incredible. And you know what, Tassie? How about you don't get a team first? How about we slowly move our way down to Tasmania? I think it's a big jump. Why not a team on King Island?
Oh, okay. Bit by bit, you think?
Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of players say they get homesick. They don't want to be too far from their family. King Island, it's not as far as Tassie. It's in Bass Strait.
Okay.
I'm sure they've got football fields there. I've never been down there. They've got golf courses. They must have football fields.
Well, the Tasmanian dudes, they're keen for a team. And they put up their hand in case the Gold Coast Suns collapse.
Uh-huh.
That's the idea behind it. They said, we're happy to take them. Now, they're not saying which town, Hobart, Launceston, whatever.
It's got to be Hobart, doesn't it?
He presumes so by the fact that's the kind of capital.
It's a hub.
Yeah. Head down. The players would love a market on a Sunday morning.
They would love it to head down to Salamanca. And you know what footy players love? They love modern art.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're heading to Mona, so as a group bonding experience, when they're looking at, the Wall of Vaginas, down at Mona, and they're just going, this has brought us all closer together.
Yeah, it's a Sunday morning, but it feels like a Saturday night.
yeah, exactly. So do you think we can have a team in Tassie?
I reckon we could, but I think they're taking a softly approach, obviously. I mean, a couple of decades maybe. By the fact that it's going to take a couple of decades for GWS and Suns to actually get a foothold as well.
Do you reckon they will get rid of the Gold Coast Suns? Like, because they're pouring a lot of money into it. It's an empty pot. They're just wasting money up there.
Well, they're saying if they collapse, but also that's up to the AFL to support it, to keep it going.
Well,
it's not a regular team. It's not like a Geelong or a Richmond or something. Like
an established team.
Yeah, it's a team actually funded by the AFL. So it'd have to take the AFL to say, no, we don't fund you anymore, and then Tasmania to go, hey, come on down.
Yeah. But then they couldn't go down there as the Suns, could they? A failed franchise, they've got to start up another one.
Well, yeah, the Devils is obviously the...
Brilliant.
The first one off the top of the head.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, the sun in Hobart is actually very intense.
Yeah, well, that's right.
No, ozone layer. So, therefore, you know, in winter you feel like you're getting burnt.
Yeah. So it's a dangerous place to be. I don't think they can fund it down there. Maybe, I mean, they've already got home games in Lonnie and Hobart for Hawthorn and North Melbourne, respectively.
They do. I saw that. They've got Hawthorn there till 2020, and I think it's North Melbourne till 2021.
So they've got their footy fix.
It's not weird when they have contracts now that are in the 2020s. Like the future. Like yeah. That's like flying cars. When you kind of they've signed to 2022, I go, but we're not gonna be alive in 2022.
Well, Buddy Franklin, his contract is. What's he got? Another 6 years left.
Let me think. He went there in 14.
Yeah, and it was a 10-year deal, wasn't it?
He's on his fourth year now.
Yeah. So he's going to play till he's 36 or so, and he's 30.
Was it a 9-year deal? I think a 9-year deal.
Yeah, okay. 9-year, 10 million. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He's playing his 250 this week.
Yep.
So by that logic, he could play 350.
No, he said he was going to get to 400 games.
Oh, buddy. Really?
Yeah, he was confident. Yeah, because he hasn't had that many injuries, has he?
No, really not. Like, no major kind of, you know.
So what's going to stop him?
Well, that's true. He's played a lot, but also the fact that, you know, he's a 100-kilo man running around.
Yeah, but he's like a gazelle. Uh-huh. Gazelles never die. They're okay.
I think he'll tap out by about the seventh year of the contract.
You don't think he's going to play the whole contract out?
No.
You think he's going to do a Gary Ablett? Pull the pin? Want to come back to Hawthorn, maybe?
Hey, look. Oh, actually, that'd be romantic, wouldn't it?
It would be very romantic. Would you want him back?
I don't think we have the romance of Buddy as we do as Geelong would about Ablett.
Really? You hate Buddy, do you?
It's been a while now. Yeah. But I don't dislike him, obviously. But I think the Ablett name is obviously much bigger at Geelong than the Franklin name at Hawthorn.
Do you think Gary Ablett should go back to Geelong?
I don't think he wants to be at the Suns.
No, that's pretty obvious.
If you keep talking about, if you ask to go back at the end of last year and then you go on TV and say that you may not play next year.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty keen to get back home.
I was pretty disappointed he didn't come on Junk Time to break that. He went on the footy show. Yeah. I mean, I know they paid him, but we offered him stubby holders. Like, he knows that Junk Time is the place you go. Why is he talking to the footy show?
I'm not totally sure, yeah. But if you think about it, I mean, he's going to end up back at Geelong. Like, he's going to move back there.
Oh, to live.
Yeah, like, he's not going to hang around the Gold Coast. Even though we do love it, there is King Tut's putt-putt. Let's not forget that, okay?
Yeah.
And it's got Movie World, obviously, and Dream World.
Well, yeah. And they've got 4D cinemas up there.
4D?
Yeah.
What are you doing 4D?
I don't know. It's got a fourth dimension. I was too scared to go in.
Does that mean the chair moves or something?
I actually hadn't considered what it meant.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe it...
Fuck, they're ahead of the curve,
aren't
they?
Exactly. That's why people are flocking to it.
Yeah. So there's no doubt he'll come back to Geelong in that area. But it's just a matter of time. Cut it short. He talks about family things. He's not going to reveal what the family things are.
What could they be? Is he worried that his dad's going to move back in with Ricky Nixon?
Yeah, you got to get in between that.
Yeah. Maybe he's going to buy a house that has like a granny flat that can have them both in under his roof. He can have Ricky and Gary.
I think you do need to have dad and a granny flat out the back.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a plan because you got to make sure he doesn't get in fights in laneways with Ricky Nixon. And also, you know, you don't want to have, you know, maybe your Gary Ablett Sr.'s daughter's boyfriend maybe beat you up in a car yard. We don't want that.
No.
We don't want things like that happening to the god.
Well, if it is happening, you want your son there just to go, hey, yeah, you fucking knock it off, dad. Yeah. Stop punching on.
Life choices.
Yeah.
So he might be retiring at the end of the year. Very sad. He might do a lap of honour at the MCG going around the car.
What if he did come back to Victoria and ended up at, like, you know, Carlton?
Well, I'd like it if they played hardball in the trade. And as they predicted they were going to do with Jaeger last year but didn't actually do.
Yeah.
So they play hardball and then, ends up, like, yes, played, you know, another year. You know.
Freo.
Well, yeah.
He has to go all good.
Yeah, let's send him over there. Yeah. It's turning sad for Gary because people are pointing the finger at him now and he has very rarely had the finger pointed at him.
No, but they've said he's lazy. He just wasn't going to contest. He's injured. He doesn't give a shit anymore. Mm. And it's like, come on, Gary, you're getting $1 million. You need to put in.
Mm.
You know, as you and I, who are on the big bucks here, we always put in every week.
Absolutely, 125% each week.
We lift. And they're saying that he's got a bit of an injury. He's got a shoulder injury. Like, how does that affect the way he runs?
It's been around for a long time, though, hasn't it?
It's a lingering shoulder injury. And they say because, you know, he's not big on taking painkillers or anti-inflams, but fucking hell, this has not been a good operation for him.
Well, yeah. Also, there's a really good idea if I take painkillers and anti-inflams.
It certainly helps.
And Panadol in a day didn't really hurt anyone.
No. And how's Dustin Martin playing with a fractured head?
I find that incredible, actually, that you can run around like that. When they run around with a broken nose, and I know you're not... You would get touched in the head, but it's not the primary target of people.
Yeah.
But I do find it incredible that they can run around with a... crack in their skull.
Having said that, though, Dustin Martin, he went to New Zealand this week to visit Pops, his old man, and he flew. He flew with a cracked head. I imagine that would be really fucking uncomfortable.
So it's cracked jaw?
No, he's got like around his eye socket.
Cheekbone, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. And he flew, like, you know when you've got slight sinus problems and you fly and you're like, oh, that hurts.
Yeah, yeah. You go to blow in your nose and you go, like, oh, God.
Yeah, you're screaming. We're going to go down.
Oh, my God. He's got a fractured cheekbone and flying.
Flying, yeah.
Oh, that's... Did he wear the helmet on the plane?
I would say so.
Yeah.
I would say that would be the... Air New Zealand have a strict policy about people who fly with cracked cheekbones. Yeah, they say helmet on.
What's he get up to with Dad, do you reckon?
Well, I guess the Dad's... Because it's Auckland. So I guess Dad's had time to suss out, you know, what to have a look... You know, the hotspots of Auckland.
Yep.
So they just go... I imagine they go sightseeing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, you know, a new gallery that's opened up.
Yep.
Or a museum, like a new display at the museum. He goes, maybe, oh, there's the new dinosaur on display.
Maybe find a park and have a bit of a kick.
Yeah.
Because Dad's probably missing out on having a kick with people by the fact that, you know, New Zealand... I mean, obviously, I know it's Carlton's home territory.
Yeah, well, that's true.
It's, you know, not known for its AFL background.
Yeah, so does he go over there and they just toss the ball backwards?
I reckon they take the ball in the backyard, a bit kind of like rekindling the childhood.
Yeah. Where did Dustin grow up? Did he grow up in Australia? Or was he wasn't born in New Zealand, was he?
I don't think so. I think it's more just Dad, who obviously got deported in the country. And then tried to say that he was Indigenous, therefore he couldn't deport him, but the government went, nah.
Is that right? Did he try and say he's Indigenous?
Yeah, born in Castlemaine.
Dustin was?
Yeah.
Oh, the country Victoria.
Mm.
Does he ever head back up there? Like, I never see, like, pictures of Dustin Martin, you know, going out, having a rosé in Castlemaine.
Oh, a lovely spot to visit, yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's lovely, lovely town. Like getting a massage or going to a local fete.
Yeah.
You never see Dustin Martin going back to his roots. What's your problem there, Dusty?
Yeah, you've forgotten your roots, mate.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
You're happy to go to fucking New Zealand to visit your dad.
Well, don't see you down at the fucking local fair at Castlemaine.
No.
Cooking the sausage sizzle for the kids.
Yeah, or just, you know, staying at a B&B.
Mm-hmm.
Like you played yesterday. You could have driven up there.
Not far away.
No, not at all. It's like just over an hour from Melbourne. And you're willing to spend 4 hours on a plane to Auckland and you don't even bother getting back to fucking Castlemaine.
I can see the problem. I think Richmond need to end the contract negotiations right now.
Yeah.
Take it off the table.
Well, maybe they just throw that in there. They go, look, if we're going to offer you the $1 million a year that you want, part of that is you go back to Castlemaine.
Three times a week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And even like places around there, we want you at Wood End. We want you at Trentham. You know, we want you to visit Trout from Wood End.
Yep.
That's a part of it. He's a big Richmond fan. You go back and see him. He's from your local hood. You probably know him.
And you could stay there too. Save money.
Yeah.
You don't need to get a B&B, a hotel, whatever. Just stay at Trout's. Trout's have a spare room.
Yeah,
surely.
He'd love it. He'd love Dusty to stay over.
It was a pretty good win by Richmond yesterday, actually. I didn't get to watch a great deal, but when you think about the Eagles have been, you know, pretty good. They come over here. It started raining fairly heavily during about the third quarter.
Yes, it did buck it down and it was a tight game. But can I just say, and I'm sure you might agree with this, but geez, the West Coast Eagles players go down easily, don't they?
Do they?
Oh, you just go anywhere near them. Shuey, Gaff, they just drop to their knees straight away. Bang, down, they're gone. Gotcha. Call them for a free kick.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
No.
And I think the umpires are onto it. They're like, not paying it anymore.
There were some very passionate fans. I was at the Imperial Hotel during that game, some very passionate fans who were, how do I put this, really fucking annoying.
Right. West Coast fans?
No, Richmond fans.
Okay.
There are people there trying to have a quiet drink and they're going, BOOM! It's like, okay, there are other people in the room, mate.
No, but you're watching footy. What else are you supposed to do? You're not supposed to go, I say, umpire.
No, but
that is, you know, ball.
Don't be a dick about it. Don't be a dick about it.
All right, mate. That's aimed at me, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you're vocal. Also, a big win by Freo.
And I think we're overlooking the Tigers. They're 3-0. They're flying.
Yeah.
They're actually going really well. And you know what? You know what's missing from their team, though? It's Ty Vickery. They've gotten rid of Vickery. They're going, oh, God, this has not worked out well. What fucking idiots will take him?
It'll be awful when the Tigers win the flag and then they just cut to the crowd and there's Vickery, one tear rolling down the cheek.
No, Damien Harbour could pull him. I mean, he's the heart and soul of Richmond.
He's part of it.
Yeah. He'll get a medal. He'll definitely give him the medal. So, yeah, great win for the Tigers, and they're 3-0. And I assume that they're on top of the ladder, or is Adelaide overtaken?
Adelaide is percentage 136, Tigers 131.
But, yes, you were saying a great win from Freo.
Yeah, I mean, kind of, you know, Ross Lyon was saying during the week that his coaching tactics should be questioned. They were all a bit kind of, the way they were talking, they were all a bit kind of resigned to the fact that they were going to be rubbish for about 5 years.
Yeah, pretty doomsday talk, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And also, like, Why do they have to be? Why don't you question them, Ross? Why don't you go, like, just look in the mirror and just go, you're a terrible coach. You're terrible. Remember how you haven't won a flag in your three attempts?
I think it's more than that. It's four attempts, yeah.
Did he get to St Kilda?
Well, they count the draw.
Did they play in two? Oh, yeah, of course, Geelong and Collingwood. Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Mm. Fuck, he should spend longer in front of the mirror.
Yeah, so they came up against the Doggies, who have been flying, and they got a 16-point win, which is a fairly decent win for them, I reckon.
I reckon it's great. They jumped them at the start. They were out to, like, 26-0 at the start, and then, of course, the Doggies are going to come back. And, you know, they held them off. I thought it was a really good win from Freo. They played some young kids, and it was they're back.
Well, the Doggies actually got in front by about a couple of goals, maybe three goals.
Is that right?
Are we putting up forward maybe a Richmond Fremantle grand final this year?
Oh, that'd bring the people out, wouldn't it?
That'd put a spring in people's step.
Yeah, I think anything just with maybe just Freo GWS is probably what the AFL's gunning for.
Yep. What do they think? I mean, they want a GWS grand final.
Yeah.
Well, they want them to get one.
Yeah.
But do they want a GWS premiership, but do they want a GWS grand final?
I would say no. Mm. It would be one of the most poorly supported. Like, as they say the prelims are the ones that everyone goes to. Yep. They're the ones that fans go to, yeah. And they're the most vocal and, you know, passionate. And the grand final is all about corporate. But still, like, you look at last year when the Doggies made it, you know, or when the Swans won it, the people came out and they support their team. Who's going to be there for GWS?
Mel Doyle.
Yeah. Will Israel Folau come down?
He'll get a medal.
He'll get a medal. Yeah, no, fair enough. They'll cast him a medal.
I mean, Kevin Sheedy would be out and about. But yeah.
No, but he's working for Essendon now. He
I know, can't. But he's the father figure of GWS.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would be horrible. Like, imagine they played, say, if it was GWS Freo in Melbourne. For a Melbourne grand final, would you give a shit?
No, but that's bad for us. Like, in terms of Melburnians, but it's Freo people come over. I mean, Freo were loud on the Hawthorn at 2013.
Were they?
Yeah, with the Freo.
Okay.
There were heaps of people.
Yeah, all right.
So that'd be fine, and also the boom for the airlines because they fucking
fly over. Yeah, drink a lot.
People were flying to fucking Thailand and then flying to Melbourne. Like the way the airlines bumped up the prices.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Hayden Ballantyne did that. He went the long way.
But I think, yeah, the idea of kind of a siren going and then having 500 people going, yeah.
Yeah, that would be weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would
be
weird.
You just go, you know, Leon Cameron holding up the cup going, it's been 5 years. But I don't know. I'm not sure how well received it would be. But, you know, everyone's kind of like, oh, yeah, good on them if they win their first one. But when it's 2-3, I'm going to hate it. I'm going to hate its guts. I'm going to boycott the AFL.
Yeah, sure. No, you're going to leave. I'm going to get someone in.
I'm going to go back to the... What if it's a Gold Coast Suns GWS grand final?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You there? You're there for the Suns?
First time I've gone to grand final where you go, so much room. I'll take up an entire bay. Yeah. Because people at the grand final, it was that thing like they get annoyed when you kind of save seats and stuff like that. You just rock up to this one, no one's knocking you, tapping you on the shoulder.
You know, the only place you can save seats is in the members, mate. Regular people can't do that.
No, but like that's a perk of the job that I have.
Really?
Member. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's funny how you make fun of me that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
When I drop my fucking $650 or whatever each year.
Yeah.
And then you reminded me this a bit ago, and I actually don't remember this. Who was the dude who signed your form to get into the fucking organization?
Who sponsored me?
So you're there going, I want to get in. I'm in the cool nightclub.
Yeah.
You're out the front, trying to convince the lady with the clipboard that you can. Yeah. I'm not. No, it's my friend's birthday.
Yeah.
Good to be in there.
Maybe we should explain to the listeners who aren't from Melbourne or even Australia who aren't aware of what the MCC is.
It's probably about a third of the ground that a bunch of people pay an annual fee, and it means you get to go to any game, essentially.
Yeah, and do you have to pay to go to any game, or you just walk in and show your little members pass and you're straight in?
You walk in. I think there's restricted, which I think means maybe prelims and grand finals maybe you can't get into.
Yep.
But, yeah, so any game. So I could wander into any game at the MCG this week.
Yep. Mm. And also cricket you can go to.
Yep. And I think get preferences for concerts, I think.
What? You could have gone to Guns N' Roses in the members.
No. I think I actually used the... I think I got early sale tickets for that one.
Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah, so you get bonuses.
Yeah, little bonuses like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you get full-strength beer all the time?
Get full-strength drinks, but it's in a glass cup, but you can't...
Oh, take it out to your
seat. Take it to your seat, yes.
So what's the point of living?
In case you get like a bad call from the umpire and just go, ah!
That's right. And also, it's known as kind of a toffee area because you have to wear a collar.
You have to wear a collar.
A collared shirt.
You do, yeah.
And you have to wear shoes.
You do have to wear shoes.
You can't wear thongs.
You can't wear thongs, I imagine. But you kind of, I mean, I've got kind of crappy jeans with holes in them and they and let me through. Yeah.
That's disgusting. You're selling. I like, if when I get in.
I think they got caught up a little bit by the fact, you know, when holes became kind of trendy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they kind of had this moment of like, oh, got
sway. They buckled a bit. But no, when I get in there eventually. Mm. So this was in 2003.
I'm going to find a way to block it. You know, like at a golf club. You know, yeah. They put paper people on the wall.
Yeah.
From what I've been told, I don't know this, but friends have told me, like, you just have to have one person put a mark next to your name and you're not allowed in.
Is that right?
Yeah, I had a friend who was keen to get into a you know, big club.
Yeah.
Not really sure which one it was. And he was just hoping that his mates, as a joke, wouldn't be like, oh, it'd be pretty funny.
We're just getting banned.
Yeah.
So I put my name down in 2003. So I think, what is it? Is it one out, one in? Like if someone dies, is that how you move onto it? Or
I
someone
think that
doesn't
might be it. Yeah.
Re-register? What I need is like a huge terrorist act.
You need an attack
when,
at the grand final.
When Melbourne are playing, say, probably Hawthorn, wouldn't you think?
Yeah,
that would be the that would at least wipe out about 10,000 people.
Yeah, that's really what you need. And actually what you need to do is actually say that out loud and then we put it out to the public.
Yeah.
I think that's why they brought in the metal detectors at the MCG.
Oh, just for that reason.
Yeah, because they say it's for terror. No, it's just people are really eager to get in.
Who want to be an MCC member. So anyway, if anyone from the MCC is listening to that, to this.
He meant it.
It was a joke, and I'd love to, don't put a mark against my name for saying that. And I'd love to be a member. I'd love to get into your cool club, please.
That's very funny. I'm never going to talk to you if you're on there.
Oh, mate, if I get into the members, I'm coming to every Hawthorn game with you. And JJD is going to know that I'm there.
Oh, yeah, of course. I haven't seen him for a long time.
Yeah,
gotta find
it's
him.
Disappointing.
Hey, we want to say thank you to the people who came to the live show on Friday, Adam.
What a fucking great night it was, wasn't
it? April 7 it was, yeah. Adam Cooney and Merrick Watts were tremendous guests.
It was a really fun night. Yeah, everyone who came along had a ball. You guys were great. It was very funny. It was even some back and forth with the audience.
Yeah,
it was a great night.
Questions put out from the audience and the couple, the mixed marriage couple.
Yes.
Spons and Collingwood in the front row.
Yeah.
And also, very special occasion. My live show at the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Starts tomorrow, Monday night, 9:45 at the Imperial Hotel. It goes through to the 23rd. Hey, it's 14 shows all up. You can get tickets at go to comedyfestival.com.au, type in my name, Michael Chamberlain. And
yep.
Also, quick thing, there was someone at the audience on Friday night who said, is the material the same as the one that I put out, the album, as quote-unquote album,
oh, yeah.
2 weeks ago, which is still available for download. And it's not. It's completely different.
Entirely new hour.
Entirely new hour.
So if you enjoyed that one, get down to see you at the Imperial at 9:45.
Yes.
And just on Friday night's show, we are going to put that up, but we need to listen to it and we need to make some heavy edits in there. There were some things said that are not for public consumption.
Yeah.
So if you're there on the night, you got some stories that probably won't be for the masses.
Yeah. Which was part of the kind of fun of coming to live shows, and that you get
you get a little bit more than
unfiltered.
We can put out there.
Yeah.
So you can't find out. When we listed every player that's got a cocaine habit. You will never know who they were unless you were there that night. You can't find out how many players have killed someone else and had their teammates help them bury bodies.
Yeah, true.
Just those little things.
Although I will say they're most likely from the Eagles during
a certain reign. Hey, can we talk about, we were talking about the Footscray game before, Liam Pickens' injury. Did you see that? He got KO'd.
He did.
And then Basil Zemplis. So he gets knocked out. The play kind of rolls on because someone lands on his head with their hip.
Ouch.
Knocks him out. So he's against the ground, knocks down.
And he did the thing, the
hands in the air,
yeah,
kind of creepy.
The rigid thing.
Yeah, almost like doing the Thriller dance.
Yeah, a little bit like that, yeah.
But you're lying on your back.
Yeah,
and
that's when you know they're truly.
Yeah, your eyes have rolled back in your head.
Yeah.
And then Basil Zemplis, so the play went on and then it looked like Nathan Fyfe had the ball and he put his hands up. Did you see that? And so Basil Zemplis went, oh, great, you know, great sportsmanship from Nat Fyfe. But then when you watch it closely, you go, no. He'd been given a free kick and he was like, I'm not playing on. I don't want advantage from this. And then they realised Liam Pickin was knocked out. So Fyfe, he's not a fucking good bloke.
Oh, really?
He just wanted the free and didn't want the advantage.
Okay.
And then he was upset because one of the umpires was going to ball it up because they didn't get the free.
Oh, so Fife's actually a fucking idiot.
Yeah. He's an arsehole.
He's an arsehole.
He just thought about himself. Like, you know, when he took all those people to watch him train in LA.
Yeah, we should get those people on the show, really, to find out the true experience. What was it like to watch Nathan Fife do workouts in LA?
In Los Angeles, yeah. And just to get inside the Fife mind, what goes on there, what ticks. Like,
oh,
when
look at him. Look at him on that stationary bike.
Yeah, and look at him. What's he going to do with his hair today? Is he going to be high ponytail? Is it bun?
He's going to drink Gatorade or Powerade.
Do you reckon anyone went?
I think if you went, there's obviously a serious issue in your life that you probably need to. So it's something's happened to you in your childhood.
Yeah,
it's a very weird thing to offer, and also a weird thing in the pitching process of that. So I imagine it's not Fifey's idea. I imagine somebody came to him, but also in the idea of like, hey, okay, what we're going to do?
Yeah.
We're going to have maybe 10 people.
Okay,
and you're going to work out for about half an hour.
All right, that's good because I'm going to be on holiday. Sure.
Yeah, sure. And they're going to watch you work out.
Uh huh.
At no stage did he go, that sounds a bit weird.
A bit weird, odd. Yeah,
that sounds like I'm an idol of some type or like a icon. I think it'd be more appropriate if we just went to Disneyland together instead of them watching me do sit-ups.
Yeah, and I can run up, maybe they can watch me run up Magic Mountain.
But as we know, Fifey,
he's back.
Question marks, question marks.
Question marks?
Question marks.
On what?
How good a bloke he is.
Oh, no. No question mark, mate. Shit bloke. And he proved it. He just won the free kick with Liam Pickens. But Liam Pickens, did you see this? His wife posted a photo of their child after he got knocked out.
Yeah, that was full on.
And they posted a... I don't know why she posted it, but she posted a photo of her crying son as she cuddles him and the kid's, like, crying because his dad's been knocked out.
Yeah, it's really full on.
Yeah, and you kind of go... Why did you post that?
Well, she said her son wanted to take the photo.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I think more just like a, you know, it's a reality check of what life is like of a partner of an AFL footballer.
And the son of. And also, can I just say this, the son is not wearing a top. It was very fresh in Melbourne last night. I'm not calling into question her parenting.
But she's got like a dressing gown kind of wrapped around him. It's
no,
okay.
Mate. This little kid, I reckon he's crying because he's freezing to death, slowly.
I'm actually looking at the one next. No, wait a second. So, yeah, it's Annie Nolan, yeah. So I'm looking at the photo next to it, and a dog that's really dressed up. I'm on the Instagram now.
Okay.
Dog's wearing a helmet and, like, a full bodysuit. I mean, early morning bike ride with this beauty. Oh, okay, got, like, one of those bikes with a kind of large basket on the front.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she put a helmet on the dog because they're going for a bike ride, and wrapped it up.
It's pretty weird.
Isn't that interesting?
No, it's weird.
Could this be our new favorite Instagram? Are you a big contract deal, Adam?
Yeah, I love him.
Josh Kelly
from GWS
Giants been offered, they say, $9 million over 9 years by North.
People love to throw around the $1 million mark, don't they?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Interesting one by the fact it's a long time again. Like, I mean, Buddy kind of kicked that one off. Well, actually, Alistair Lynch.
Oh, yeah, he had a 10-year deal to go to Brisbane,
and
didn't he?
And then they waited forever, and then they did it to Buddy.
Yeah.
And now a 9-year one. Now...
I suppose one of the reasons that you can't really do, like, a 10-year deal is because you need to see what the player's going to be like. So that usually will take 4 or 5 years into their career.
And also the fact that by the end of 9 years, $1 million may not be that much. I mean, obviously it's a lot. But,
yeah.
But in terms of the scheme of how the salary cap will increase.
Oh, no, in 9 years' time, that's a pittance. Hmm. Like, that'd be embarrassing. Everyone would be laughing at Josh Kelly. Okay, you on a mill?
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
He'd be walking around North Melbourne jumping with holes in them.
Yeah. That's fucking embarrassing.
Is he going to show up to the ground and be busking out the front before he goes in and plays?
Oh, the people that will be walking past him, like Aaron Mullett, the $7 million man, we call him, and he's just like, you know, one of their shit players.
Yeah. But Leon Cameron put it out there that maybe it's a tactic now. The clubs will offer or put out that they're offering contracts to players just to kind of get in their head to disrupt the club. So it becomes a talking point for the GWS. But North are there going, hey, we just put it out there.
We haven't got $9 million.
So now it goes on to Kelly going, oh, am I going to leave? He's going to kind of play a straight bat to all the questions about, you know, oh, Luke, you're just taking it one day at a time.
Which he would be.
You know, Liam Pickering, who I presume is my manager.
He doesn't even know.
He's going to say the right thing.
He hasn't even heard of this offer. No one's even spoken to him. As far as I know, Buddy's going to end up with us here at GWS next year.
But also one thing, there was an article during the week as well about, you know, Cooper Cronk from Melbourne Storm. He's talked about going back to Sydney next year but hasn't named the team yet.
Yeah.
And so how can we not – why can't we just say we're going? How come it's so smooth sailing in NRL but
and
it's the worst thing to do here?
I think because – The moment you want out of your team, you're a fucking low dog. You know what I mean? And I think that you would be ostracized. I think, like, if your car has not been torched, if you, as you're announcing to your teammates, so you stand up in front of them.
Yeah.
And I imagine every club should have this little kit. They go, he's, you know, like, for example, say it's Josh Kelly. Right? He goes, fellas, next year I'm going to go to Kangas.
You what?
Someone just, a little light goes off at the front desk. They go, get the torch kit. And they just go out and within minutes, his car is alight.
Yep.
And that's just the beginning for Josh Kelly. He's got to play out the rest of that season.
A decade of torture. Mental torture.
Yeah. Like no one talks to him at all. No one passes him the ball because he's a low fucking ball. He's leaving the team. He's leaving his mates. You know what? If this was a war, Michael, he's just fucking left them for dead. And that's why you don't do it, mate, because mates don't do that. Like, Buddy, he didn't know where he was going.
He had no idea until the announced it.
Yeah, I mean, they played you guys played in the grand final?
Won a premiership.
Yeah, and then he found out.
He's walking around, and then only about 9:30 a.m. Monday.
Shocked.
He was like, oh, all this time, I thought I was staying at Hawthorn.
Yeah, and he's like, do I have to...
Turns out, after all the meetings that my manager has had and the meetings I've had with the Sydney Swans...
Yeah.
It turns out I'm going there.
Oh. Who to think? And see, Buddy was as shocked as anyone. But his teammates were rapt because they were like, it wasn't a distraction. It got us a flag.
Yeah,
whereas this now, if Josh Kelly, if he tells him halfway through the season, GWS, the whole team would be rattled.
Yeah, they'll go to bottom.
Yeah. Everyone would be, his nickname would be Kanga. You know, just be distracting. He'll be thinking about, you know, what it's going to be like to run around with Magic or Ben Brown, what it's going to be like to kick in a lace out to Ben Brown. Like, if he's hitting, you know, Jonathan Patton.
Trying to make a way to live in Melbourne.
Well, yeah.
I mean, North Melbourne, I mean, nice area.
Oh, know. No. He's an AFL player. He's got to go to Ascot Vale. That's where a lot of them are, around Moonee Ponds. Lovely area.
They do love that area.
Yeah. So I guess if you play for a northern suburbs team, that's where you live.
Yeah,
whereas if you play for the, like, south of the east, you go to Hawthorn Q.
It's got to kind of case out a kind of Puckle Street area. That
yes.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah. And so that, I mean, that's already in his mind. Mm. He's like, where do I go, you know, to do my shopping? Do I go to the Coles?
I reckon.
Down in Moonee Ponds?
North put the figure down. By the fact he's already distracted.
Yeah.
I reckon $500,000 a year for 9 years.
He's already there. Like, he's worked out, you know, where his locker's going to be at Arden Street. He's asked what number he can have. He said to them, can I take Ben Brown's number 50?
Yeah.
Because everyone, when you go to an AFL club, wants to be number 50. And they've said, oh, it's Brownies. But he goes, mate, it's part of my deal. Liam, tell him, no 50. No, Josh. And I think that's what's going to happen. So, we can't have it playing out halfway during a season.
Okay.
What about a mid-season draft?
Well, I think Gil knocked that on the head this week. I think he talked about it. Yeah, Killjoy. I'm all for it. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you all for it?
Because there are going to be players that you really don't like or having a poor first half of the year and you get the ultimate revenge by going, ha-ha, we kicked out of the club, fuck off.
Yeah. So, like, all right. So, like, Hawthorn halfway through... Get rid of Vickery.
Why do you say Vickery all the time?
Have you seen him?
He hasn't been that awful.
Have you seen him play?
But he's a role player, okay?
I mean, the only thing about halfway, the sort of trade period at halfway is you're just using it to fill a hole. Like, you know, Melbourne have lost Max Gawn for 4 to 6 weeks with a hamstring injury, they would say get in another ruckman if they didn't have backup. Something like that where a few things have gone wrong. Because you're not...
They're not long-term choices.
Yeah, and no one's going to give up a really good player.
Mm.
You know, just for that. So I think in that regard, it could help maybe top up a list or help out a team. Like if you lose a running midfielder, you go, we need to replace that person.
In terms of mid-year draft, what are you trading with? Like, are you trading with end of year picks or are you trading with mid-year?
Well, again, if it's a draft, I suppose you're just picking from the VFL or, you know, the sub leagues. But if it's, I don't know how it works for a trade as such. Yeah, that's a very good question. That's probably why Gil put it to bed because they said, what are we trading with? And he's like, I don't know.
I don't know, man. Okay, footballers in real life. We have one here from Jason. A couple, actually. I was at the Gabba watching Brisbane play North Melbourne in 2004 when I went to the toilet late in the last quarter when Lee Matthews came in, presumably on the way down from the ground from the box, and stood next to me at the urinal. My 7-year-old mind nearly exploded at the thought of the man standing next to me. He was a child at the time.
Yeah. He was going to 7 year. Yes, he wasn't concussed when he was young.
Last year, about July, I was down visiting Melbourne when I jumped on the City Circle tram. I looked up and standing in front of me was Mike Sheehan. Should have abused him on why Zach Dawson had not been picked number one in his top 50, but I missed my chance. Thank you very much, Jason.
Oh, good on Mike. Good on Mike Sheehan for using the Free City Circle tram.
Yeah, that's
man
right.
of the people.
I believe he lives around kind of East Melbourne area, around near the G, I believe.
Does he?
Or he did a long time ago at least.
Oh, he'd have to, wouldn't he?
No time. No time to waste.
Nah, you just got to be at the footy. Bang, I'm there.
Here we go from Marty. First one from early last year. My partner and I were at our favourite spot down near the beach, enjoying a lazy Sunday morning coffee, along with the dead-inducing smashed Avo breakfast.
Very expensive in Melbourne.
When in walked none other than Eddie Betts, wearing a red West End baseball cap.
Oh, look at him supporting Adelaide.
He picked up a takeaway latte from the counter and said thanks and headed straight back out.
Mate, you didn't tell us we were in Adelaide.
No, they're... Oh, yeah, they were. Yeah, sorry. Well, they didn't... Oh, it said at the top, greetings from near Matani Footbridge.
Oh, well, mate, you've misled everyone with this one.
I buried the lead.
Yeah.
The only thing odd about this was the lack of payment for said coffee. As we had been there for a fair while already, and Eddie hadn't walked in, ordered, and paid beforehand. To be fair, though, this was Eddie Betts, and this was in Adelaide. So he's shown he can do just about anything. So maybe Eddie gets free coffees from a coffee shop.
Or maybe that's why Carlton moved him on.
No coffee.
Yeah, or it's like, you know, the local cafe owners come in and go, look, I got to tell you, Eddie Betts, he thinks he's running a tab here. We've never had a chat about it. We've never organised this, Carlton. They're going, how much does he owe? And they're like, it's like up to 80 grand.
Yeah.
Like,
and then Adelaide swept in, said we got a cafe organised.
Yeah.
More than happy to accommodate.
Latte a day. And Eddie's going, make it two. And they go, all right, we'll do it.
I'm in. Here we go. Still from Marty. Dropping in to see a mate at work to catch up for lunch. Stepped into the lift, pushed the button for the fourth floor, and as the doors were about to close, a hand reached around and grabbed the door to stop it from closing, and in stepped, complete with blonde flowing locks, wheeling a small carry-on size suitcase, Greg Anderson.
Oh!
Crows and Bombers legend.
Yeah, absolutely. He was one of the original mulleters, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He had a beautiful blonde mullet.
Yeah.
I picked him instantly, as the only thing that had changed since his playing days was slightly portier. Not Jason Dunstall portier, just slightly.
Yep.
Anyway, we did that half smile and head nod that you do in lifts. Then we both got off at the same floor, which has only one office at that floor, that of an architectural firm.
Oh.
I love the detail here, mate.
No, this is great.
We both walked up to the counter, which had no one at it, as it was lunch. I was about to ring the bell that was sitting on the counter when another staff member walked past and asked me if he could help me. I said I was there to see my mate, and he said he would go and check for him. And he walked back into the offices somewhere behind the walls. He completely ignored Greg, and we were not standing anywhere near each other at all. I just patiently stood there waiting for my mate to come out. It seemed like forever as we were standing at either ends of the counter. All I could think was, might need to ring the bell, mate. Awkward. My mate eventually came out.
Greg Anderson does not ring the bell.
Greg was still standing there waiting for someone to see him. We got in the lift and all he said was, fuck, he hasn't changed at all. Now we are both only a little bit older than him, but both of us pretty much have no hair left. Here we go. I think he was a travelling office salesman type, there to show products to architects and interior designers, although I don't know what the products were. Thank you, Marty. That's some great quality detail. Really,
yeah, that is a footballer in real life.
That was a long read.
What would he be selling to an architectural firm? Like what? Because it's in the suitcase, so it can't be massive stuff.
Bricks or pictures of bricks.
Okay.
Do you like that brick? Well, I like that brick. Well, I can get me 50,000 of them on the spot right now.
Because Essendon used to be sponsored by New Brick.
Oh, did they?
And so he probably started a lifelong relationship with, like, the head of Newbrick. He's like, Greg, I love your stuff.
Sounds like Ando.
Yeah, like when he was living in Moonee Ponds, because he would have. It's right near Whitty Hill.
Mm.
And he would have been like, oh, mate, this is Gary from Newbrick. And he's like, oh, Gary, g'day, Greg.
It's a lifelong connection.
Yeah. And he goes, mate, whatever you want. Even if you
move to Adelaide.
Even if you move to Adelaide, mate, come and see me.
We got you.
And I've got great pictures of bricks.
We got you back.
Whatever you want. I'll fax you some stuff over, because it was back in the 80s and 90s, and so he would have faxed him a contract. It just was a lifelong contract. He said, you, me and you, Rick, bang, sign it.
I'm going to look him up. Footballer. Typing in Greg Anderson, football. Oh, look at that beautiful hair. Play for Port Adelaide in the Stanville.
Yep.
Played roughly about 150 games for Essendon and Port. Sorry, Adelaide. He wasn't in the original Adelaide. He actually went there in 93.
He was in the original team?
No, he went there in 93.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when did Adelaide come in? 91?
91, yeah.
So and they smashed Hawthorn in the first game.
He played in that Essendon Grand Final that they lost to Collingwood.
Yep.
And then he missed out on, I suppose, the Essendon flag of 93.
Yeah.
Jumping over.
Huh. And when did he finish up at Adelaide?
96.
So he didn't play in the premierships in 97, 98. Wow,
no.
he's really played it well.
Well, I wonder. Maybe he was one of those guys, Blighty moved on. You know how he moved on a few people
yeah.
when he came in? So maybe he was one of them.
Or maybe he just took him aside and said, mate, your future's in brick sales.
It's in bricks and architecture and interior design.
Yeah, you're wasting your time here.
I can see you distracted on the field, on the training track. You're thinking bricks.
Yeah, you got to get out.
You got the team of the decade, though. We'll wrap it up, Adam.
Yes, we shall. Thank you again to everyone who came on Friday night. We love you guys.
And my comedy festival show starts tomorrow night, April 10 to the 23rd. It's 9:45 Imperial Hotel. Tickets at comedyfestival.com.au. Different material from the thing I put out a few weeks ago.
Yes, check it out.
I love you guys.
Go ahead. Catch you next week. Go Blues.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.